Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, where we gain a higher realm perspective on our worldly events. Our podcast is brought to you by the higher realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and by Bridges Spiritual Centers, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to the higher realms is Philip Elton Collins. Both are co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. And during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity. And we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you from the frequency, the band of consciousness known as the Ascended Mastership. There are many of us, as many of you are aware. This particular band you have called Saint Germain to reflect the many incarnations that I've had on this particular planet. At our time together, we are going to begin to focus on macro and micro. The macro is everything. The micro is you within everything. And what is missing within your wisdom at this time in humanity and your ascension process is really understanding the interrelationship of the macro and the micro. Your founding father papers, something called, we'll start with the Constitution of the United States, is the macro's demonstration of how to effectively govern the micro. It's actually perhaps never been explained that way, but we are looking for language so that the integration of what these papers really represent, the higher frequency into your denser 3D frequency, can be better understood. The responsibility you have as being a citizen of the United States of America is to master these papers, the energetic intention and frequency within them, and how they reflect the macro into the micro. Once you begin to assimilate that and see the divine organization, the divine order, if you will, of these documents, you can see how they work. They require the participation of each and every one of you, or they will not work. And that is what is missing in your current events, if you will, at this particular time. So you're seeing what happens when citizenship does not take responsibility to understand the frequency and existence of these documents and why they exist. They represent a full hall of wisdom, if you will, library of wisdom, of where humanity is chosen to be governed through kings, queens, tyrants, dictators, communism, fascism, democracy. In effect, these documents are the best that can be for you at this particular time within your ascension process, your destiny of moving into a higher frequency of existence. So having stated this introduction, let's begin with your questions.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
I guess you knew that the first topic I wanted to talk about today was the United States Constitution.
We can be noisy.
Your introduction anticipated some of the questions I was going to be asking you. You referred to a couple things I wanted to bring up, one being the divine order of the documents. Tell us a little bit more about the divine order of the documents.
Well, how they came as a result of individuals' soul plans and the activations of their soul plans, they chose and were chosen to be these individuals within the creation of something called the United States of America. Once they chose that and they were chosen, and that was the order of how things transpired, within their non-waking state, which sometimes could be waking, they received these inspirations these dictations, if you will, these channelings, if you will, not unlike what the channel is receiving at this particular time. And they were able to write down these particular inspirations from the macro into the micro. And what you have are these particular papers. Does that help you?
Yes. Last night when I was trying to prepare for the questions I was going to be asking you today, I came across this paragraph, and I'd like to read it and have you comment on it. It says this: while Thomas Jefferson was the genius behind the Declaration of Independence, John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, and James Madison, publishing under the pseudonym Publius, were the brains providing the intellectual foundation of our Constitution. How accurate is that statement?
It is accurate. These individuals received these inspirations and then put them into what became the actual papers themselves. Now, it's important to delineate between their human 3D existence and what they received from the higher realm, from the 5D and beyond, if you will. And you're all experiencing that within your ascension growth. You're all, as you have, many of you have been studying, are being the best that you can in this moment of now, as you assimilate as much of the higher realm frequencies as possible, and doing the best that you can within that. Does that help you?
I have in the past year seen two dramatic, actually they were musicals, that represented the creation of our Constitution and the founding documents. One was the musical 1776, and the other recently was Hamilton. And you see right away the huge amount of conflict that occurred between the various so-called founding fathers. How did you manage to help steer them through all that? Because some of the arguments were extraordinarily powerful, and it's amazing they ever got through the process.
They got through the process by having their higher selves, their eternal souls, connect in a higher frequency, and then bringing that connection down into the 3D, where they were not allowing their separation and duality to interfere with the divine mission that they had chosen to be into.
That's such a vital factor, and it seems to me that something important gets lost by we not recognizing the influence of the higher realms.
Yes, if you really look carefully, you will see the indications and the clues which have been lost in what's called modern times, that the religions have taught many individuals that you have to go outside of yourself to find the divine aspect of yourself. But this is being rediscovered at this time.
You've told us in the past that our founding papers were a vehicle to bring we consciousness into the earth plane. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the we consciousness is the divine higher realm inspiration of how these were created by the people, we the people, by the people, for the people. The we begins first. You're all moving from me consciousness to we unified feel of oneness consciousness, realizing you are all each other in disguise.
Would you be able to, I realize it's a big subject, but I'm wondering, would you be able to identify some of the key components that you wanted to inspire in the Constitution that reflected we consciousness?
What would work better and best, perhaps, would be that you do that. Select particular components of the Constitution, since it's such a lengthy document, and see what type of discussion we can create. Remembering that the Bill of Rights takes in the first 10 articles, which are the foundations of we consciousness. If you begin to look at them, you will see that and feel that within the first 10.
Yes, I do recognize that about the separation of church and state and speech and the freedom of speech and so on, assembly.
All of those were denied. and past government systems. And they are a foundation of what you are calling, what we are calling, we consciousness.
When I look at some of the, many of the statements that were made by the various founding fathers, one of the things they were concerned about was that about the control of the chief executive. So they were very concerned about putting checks and balances into the document. So that seems to me would certainly be one priority that was structured into any document that was to preserve we consciousness.
To prevent kingship, to prevent dictatorship, to prevent the realm of the tyrant, yes. And the executive branch is something within modern times you might begin to look at the power and privileges within that particular branch.
Well, that was my next question, actually, because, you know, as we all know, the issues about the power of the chief executive are certainly being raised with the presidency of Donald Trump.
Well, take a look at one particular activity and event in your current events, which is climate change. When you have one individual who, in your vernacular, has the bully pulpit and denies that this is true, this affects not only the life of the planet, but the life of everyone on the planet. So the question to ask yourself within the privilege and power of that executive branch, should one individual have that authority?
Absolutely. And I also think about how he's pulling us out, Trump is pulling us out of various agreements that we've made with some of our allies in Europe and elsewhere. He just seems to be unilaterally trying to do things that were originally established by the collective decision-making of our Senate and House of Representatives.
And the purpose and the meaning and value behind that is attempt to create control.
Exactly. So in one of our earlier conversations, as concerns about Trump were beginning to be raised, you said that this was going to give us an opportunity to re-examine our current documents to see what changes, if any, might be necessary.
Yes, I mean, there are forms of communication and transportation that exist now that did not exist then. That is why there is the realm of amendments to allow things to be shifted and changed depending on current events and the needs of a current present moment.
Do you have any specific, I mean, if you inspired the original founding fathers, what inspirations might you feel are important at this point about some changes we might consider?
It all goes back to the power of the people. We the people, by the people, for the people. And to really focus any changes upon that citizenship empowerment, however that may express itself. The voice of the people and the citizenship, the demos, the people, that is the urgency. That is the most important aspect of any change, that it represents the needs of the people. But the people must take responsibility for participating within the system. Otherwise, you imbalance the equation, responsibility equals consequence, and you create a consequence not of your liking.
I had asked you about just now about if you had any suggestions. You didn't have any specifics, although what you said, needless to say, was extremely important. I have two that I wanted to ask you about.
We will guide you within particular areas and for you to locate things specifically resonating within yourself, whether it's components within the Constitution or any other Founding Father papers. Can you see why that is taking place?
Yes. May I ask about two specific things I've been concerned about?
You can ask about anything you wish.
I'm concerned about the lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. That seems inappropriate to me. And I'm just wondering, I could see 10 to 15-year appointments, but not lifetime.
Why that no longer works is because your time is moving more quickly and immediately because of the transportation and communication that you have. Whenever these lifetime appointments were originally set up, the world moved at a slower pace. Now things are moving in instantaneous moments of the now. As a result of that, you do need a more frequent shift in personnel.
And, of course, it seems like our lifetimes are longer as well.
Exactly. So if you have an individual trapped within a dogma of the past, which no longer applies or serves the common good of the people in the present moment of now, in your vernacular, you're stuck with it.
Exactly. I'm not going to ask about your opinions about specific Supreme Court justices, but I think we're stuck for a very long time with a philosophy of the patriarchy when we're seeing these massive shifts over balancing between the masculine and the feminine.
Yes, it is a balance that is fighting tooth and nail to move into equality. And as has been stated many times before, without the balance of these two universal energies which transcend gender and sexuality, you cannot evolve as a human species.
The other issue I wanted to raise is about the two-year period for members of the House of Representatives. 2 years forces them to be constantly campaigning, constantly raising money. And that's such a distraction, and it empowers the role of money in our politics and elections.
Yeah, 60% of these individuals' time is based upon fundraising while they are in office.
So you would agree that it might be important to reconsider 2 years?
Not only the 2 years, but the campaign financing variables within how individuals are elected, and perhaps change those so that finances does not become the most important element in being reelected.
So you're suggesting public funding of elections?
A reevaluation of what exists, yes.
Okay. I'm going to draw this to a close, but we've been working over the past 2 years, of course, on our new book, which is about to be published, The Refounding of America, about to be published in early 2019 for anyone who's listening in the future. What is the overriding message you would like current citizens of America to get from the book in the light of discussion we just had about our founding papers and the U.S. Constitution?
Why the United States of America was created? What were the divine forces behind that creation? What is currently preventing it from activating its sole mission to be a light of world, a weak consciousness for the world? And to garner the tools within that document that allow you to succeed.
Well, all those tools and teachings are in The Refounding of America, and any listeners will find out what they are by getting and reading the book.
Ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive. Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom.
You're welcome.